News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the US Senate has voted to... The US Senate has rejected a Republican attempt to dismiss Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial. And for more on this, we're joined by Anthony Zerker, BBC North America's correspondent. Anthony, take us through what's happened.
Well, yesterday, as you know, the House impeachment managers brought the impeachment charge over to the U.S. Senate. So today they swore in the 100 senators. And shortly after they did that, there was a motion by Rand Paul, a Republican senator from Kentucky, who is an ally of Donald Trump's in the Senate, to essentially dismiss this impeachment without holding a full trial. Now, technically, it was a motion to debate whether to dismiss it. It wasn't the actual dismissal vote, but it still serves as a pretty good proxy to tell how many Republicans out of the 50 in the chamber were interested in continuing with this trial and might be willing to convict the president once the trial reached its conclusion. And out of those 50 Republican senators, 45 of them voted for the resolution. So it seems pretty certain that there are nearly the entirety of the Senate Republicans who are going to stick by Donald Trump through this whole process. And you'll have to remember, it would take 17 Republicans in addition to the 50 Democrats to convict the president.
Okay, so does that mean that it's dead in the water, as in if there's only five additional Republicans voted with the Democrats, that's not likely to increase, and therefore it's a dead duck?
It certainly is looking that way. There were a couple of Republican senators who said, well, they were just voting for debating. They weren't voting to throw it out entirely. But there were plenty of Republicans who have already been on record saying they think this whole impeachment trial is unconstitutional and unnecessary, and that the country should move on. So I think Rand Paul, after this vote, said impeachment was dead on arrival, and I don't think he's wrong. I think it's pretty clear that the Republicans in the Senate are moving away from even considering convicting Donald Trump.
So even ones who are perhaps distancing themselves from Trump post the riots in the Capitol, they have softened towards him now. Are they wary of his base? Is that the issue?
I think that's one of the main concerns. Polls indicate that Republicans, by and large, are sticking with the former president. And you have to remember that the Republican Party as a whole, the rank and file members of the party, the people who are in the state level and in the Republican Party apparatus, they all are very much pro-Donald Trump. And it's going to take a lot for them to break ranks with him. And to be quite honest, even with what happened at the Capitol 3 weeks ago, that wasn't enough for them to feel like Donald Trump isn't their man. So I think this is just only the latest bit of evidence to support that.
What is the mood like, Anthony, among Democrats? I mean, there must be some concern there that this could backfire on them now.
Well, there's certainly frustration and I think increasing pressure on the House impeachment managers, essentially the prosecutors in this trial, to present their case in a compelling sort of way. I think they all felt like something had to be done to hold Donald Trump accountable for his actions and his inactions on that day of unrest on Capitol Hill. But I think they were certainly hoping to get more Republicans on board. And even the 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted for impeachment, they're under enormous pressure. Liz Cheney, who is a Republican leader in that chamber, there have been calls to strip her of her leadership position. So I think you're seeing the center of gravity among the Republican Party moving decidedly away from any kind of drive for impeachment conviction.
Anthony Zerker, BBC North America correspondent, thank you for that indeed.